Random House Audio presents Tiny Beautiful Things, Advice on Love and Life from Dear Sugar, written and read by Cheryl Strayed, with an introduction read by Steve Almond.
Introduction. I was Sugar once. Lessons in Radical Empathy. Long ago, before there was a Sugar, there was Stephen Elliott. He had this idea for a website, which sounds pretty awful, I admit, except that his idea was really to build an online community around literature called The Rumpus. Being a writer himself, and therefore impoverished, Stephen prevailed upon his likewise impoverished writer friends to help. And we, his friends, all said yes, because we love Stephen, and because, if I may speak for the group, we were all desperate for a noble-seeming distraction. My contribution was an advice column which I suggested we call Dear Sugar Butt, after the endearment Stephen and I had taken to using in our email correspondence. I will not belabor the goofy homoeroticism that would lead to such an endearment. It will be enough to note that Dear Sugar Butt was shortened, mercifully, to Dear Sugar. Handing yourself a job as an advice columnist is a pretty arrogant thing to do, which is par for my particular course. But I justified it by supposing that I could create a different sort of advice column, both irreverent and brutally honest. The design flaw was that I conceived of Sugar as a persona, a woman with a troubled past and a slightly reckless tongue. And while there were moments when she felt real to me, when I could feel myself locking into the pain of my correspondence, more often, I faked it, making do with wit where my heart failed me. After a year of dashing off columns, I quit. And that might have been the end of Sugar, had I not, around this time, come across a non-